The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
You will drain it. Yeah,
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 they want to know.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And here's an email from Madeline Coleman. Hi, BLT. The subject line was, can Timmy attend the Vanessa Hudgens grocery store meet and greet?
Will you say okay?
Vanessa Hudgens went to Pavilions in Sherman Oaks, California.
Vanessa Hudgens went to a few places, a few grocery stores around the LA area.
Hawking her Cali watcher.
And I saw this email, and I said, I don't expect Timmy to actually do this, but I do think that he should be presented with the opportunity to do so. Because I know that Timmy has, like, a real job and, like, real stuff to do.
Timmy has friends. Timmy has a social life.
And so we sent him this query from the hooligan, and he said, oh, I can make this work.
I can make this happen. Timmy showed up in a Spring Breakers shirt with his Spring Breakers poster.
Mm-hmm.
And a bone deep love for sneaker night, you know, in his body.
Bone deep.
And got Vanessa Hudgens while promoting her Cali water.
Hey, it's Vanessa Hudgens. I am so excited to share Cali water with you. It is my brand new cactus water. It is full of hydration, electrolytes, antioxidants, great for the skin, great for your stomach. It's honestly just...
Sitting in front of a sign that says benefits of cactus water. Showed up with
before
all of
you
this Spring
accuse
Breaker
her,
stuff.
She is not scabbing. She is merely selling water, cactus flavored water, at a pavilion. This is the only thing I want to see our celebrities doing, and I'll get to what they have been doing, which is attending fake
award shows.
They're so desperate. They should only be selling water, flavored water, at pavilions. If I see them out promoting anything else, I'm going to be very disappointed. And Timmy said, please sign my Spring Breakers poster. For everyone who doesn't know this, because maybe they didn't
listen to
they
Patreon.
They're not a Patreon and they don't listen. They didn't listen to our Spring Breakers commentary. Timmy is, his favorite movie is Spring Breakers. So he said, please sign my Spring Breakers poster. Vanessa Hudgens wrote Spring Break forever.
Heart Vanessa Hudgens. Vanessa Hudgens XOXO.
She really said, I loved this role and I will sign your poster. And Spring Break is forever.
And I'm going to need you to buy a 12-pack of Cali water.
I
hope you did.
Honestly, to be fair, like, if I'm going to, like, a celebrity event, I don't want to buy a book. I don't want to buy, no offense, I don't want to buy a movie ticket.
I don't want to buy a
six-pack of water.
I want to drink it.
I want to buy a drink.
You want to buy Celsius. You want to buy Cali water. I feel like if a drink comes in a skinny can that looks like that, I'm going to like it.
I want to buy a refreshing seltzer adjacent liquid. And so I would, and I love this. This pic of Timmy and Vanessa where you zoom out and it's just like oranges in the background and like, it's just like, it's just giving
aisle.
Supermarket is so funny. Vanessa Hudgens on aisle 5. You know what I mean?
I also love like, Timmy did take a photo of the line, but the line wasn't that long. Well, I'm not.
No, and Timmy was so worried. He was like, what if I have to wait so long? I don't want to wait so long. Yeah.
It wasn't that long.
No, it wasn't great. It was great. It was manageable.
She looks amazing.
You can't be shady that the line was short and then be mad it wasn't, then be happy it wasn't long. You got to, you know, it's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats to Timmy. He met his hero, Baby V. Sneaker night forever and Spring Break forever. Okay,
thank you, Timmy. Let's move on to Zach Bryan getting arrested in Oklahoma.
This is why people do not like police officers. I would get back in my truck right now if you let me out of these handcuffs.
Well,
if you don't, it's going to be a mistake, sir. I promise. I know every hypo. I know every sheriff in Tulsa.
Okay, that's fine.
I let 40 of them go to my BLK show.
You know...
I know you don't give a...
I do love the cognitive dissonance of this, where anyone who didn't know who Zach Bryan was like, another disgusting country man arrested. Fuck him. And then we were
I bet he was driving drunk. I bet he beat someone up.
And then everyone had to be like, oh, no, that's the, like, quote, good one. And everyone was like, oh, slay mama, love it. Like, fuck the police. Like...
he yelled... I mean, to be fair, he...
Yelled at a cop and then apologized? Yeah, I know.
He yelled at a cop and apologized. He still apologized. But still, he yelled at a cop. Zach Bryan said ACAP, and then he said, "Oh, never mind, buy my album."
Like, Zach Bryan got his first number one single and then promptly got arrested for obstructing justice or whatever. That's kind of a slay. I understand that he apologized after the addendum. Not my favorite, I understand. But, like, it still is so funny that this happened back to back. For a few glorious hours, we had this.
I was an idiot today, and my decisions did not reflect who I was as a person, and I just want to make that clear, and I should have been smarter about it.
I kept expecting the other shoe to drop. I was like, oh, we're going to get some sort of, there's going to be some reveal about some awful thing he said, or there's going to be some reveal that he was, like, wasted and driving. Like, oh, no.
No, he,
like,
just was mad because he was in traffic.
He was mad because he was stuck in traffic and the cops were taking too long. And so he got...
He was honestly road raged.
Like, the New York Times reporting has every detail. So it says, Mr. Bryan, 27, was arrested in Vinita, Oklahoma, and charged with obstructing an officer, a misdemeanor, according to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, who made the arrest. So what happened was... here it goes. A highway patrol officer pulled over a speeding driver on a road through Vinita, then observed a black Ram pickup truck pull alongside it. The second driver, Mr. Bryan, stepped outside, asked what was taking so long, and ignored the officer's admonition that he returned to his vehicle or risked going to jail. Quote, "I'll go to jail. Let's do it," Mr. Bryan said, according to the document. And they let him out in a couple hours.
Take me to jail. He said, I'd rather be in jail than this traffic. And sometimes traffic does feel like that.
He got picturing like Holly Hunter. The sexiest mugshot. I keep imagining Holly Hunter in Raising Arizona, like, taking the mugshots of Nicolas Cage and, like, being turned on. Like, turn to the left, turn to the right. And it's like...
Turn to the right.
It's like the hottest mugshot ever taken. Thank God he didn't do anything bad. I mean, he yelled at a cop. Who cares? He apologized. Brianna Chicken Fry posted a TikTok singing along to the Criminal song by Britney Spears. So, and now his song is number one in the country. Yeah.
Mama, I'm in love.
Exactly.
It's funny because at first I was like, Fiona Apple doesn't make sense. And then I was like, no, it's
not. She's the criminal. I'm in love with the criminal. And now his song with Casey is the number one song in the country. So
great song. Great song. Great album. And Spotify made it the mugshot, the cover of the country, the Outlaw Country playlist.
The Outlaw Country playlist cover.
He said, like, I support law enforcement as much as anyone can.
As much as anyone can is so funny. Yeah, we should have read
really
that.
That's really funny. That's really funny. I was just frustrated in the moment. It's unlike me, and I apologize. They brought me to jail, and there was a mugshot of me floating around. Prayers, we can all move on from this, and prayers, people I know, I'm just trying the best I can. I love you guys, and I'm sorry to the officers. Okay, whatever. Sorry. I mean, he's got a very split audience between red and blue states, so he's just doing what he can.
Speaking of collabs.
Speaking of red and blue states.
No, by red you mean Red Sox. By red you just mean Massachusetts.
Red Sox and blue states. Meaning Massachusetts. Speaking of Massachusetts.
Red hair and red states, honestly.
Speaking of red hair and blue states, Ice Spice went to Massachusetts to sell some munchkins. This was inevitable, which I like, I do think that following up the Ben Affleck kind of celebrity of the Duncan Ben Affleck moment is going to be tough. That's the pinnacle of Duncan.
They started
Duncan
at
collab.
The top. It doesn't get better than that.
Like, it started with Charlie D'Amelio's really good drink, and it kind of was rising until the Ben Affleck, and now it's kind of like, can they go any higher? And it's like, don't worry, Ice Spice is going to be selling pumpkin spice munchkins, which are delicious, by the way. Oh my God, not a spawn.
I would define munch as like just an eater or somebody that's like obsessed with you, or it could be a hater. Either way, they're still obsessed with you. A eater is just somebody that just like to like eat.
Munchkins in general, or have you had the pumpkin spice munchkins?
Their pumpkin donut is good.
I mean, I'm sure this is going to be good.
Did you see what her drink is? It's fucking gross, though. Sorry. It's munchkins in the cup. It blends iced coffee.
That.
Listen.
I didn't realize it that.
It's fucking... It's actually deranged. Only our GFF would dare to drink this, which is ironic because he's GFF, so he really shouldn't be touching this.
Don't think he can drink a coffee with munchkin in it.
It's true. It blends iced coffee with pumpkin. This just shows also how bad the coffee is there, because it's like, it blends iced coffee with pumpkin munchkin donut hole treats featuring a caramel drizzle topped with whipped cream and another caramel drizzle.
And another caramel drizzle is so funny.
They're blending the munchkins with... This is too far.
Oh,
we finally found out what the munch is.
Ice is the one who tweeted it, and it's like a munchkin with a princess necklace on it, and it says America runs on munchkins 9/13. So by the time you're listening to this, you should be getting in line, I guess, because the next day it'll be out at Dunkin'.
Today's 9/11, and when we're done with that, we're moving on to Ice Spice.
Oh my God.
Collaboration with Dunkin' Donuts. I'll be there. I'll be first in line. Ugh. Maybe second. I'll be like Timmy. I'll go to the flagship.
The thing about this story, though, is...
What is the thing?
Is that it's been a joke. Like, you made the joke on the podcast. Plenty of people made the joke on Twitter. Like, when is Ice Spice going to collab with Dunkin' or someone with the pumpkin spice latte? And she basically kind of did it. She did in the most unpredictable way possible by putting munchkins inside of a drink, but still, she did it.
No, it also works because her fans are called munchkins. Weren't they going to be the spice cabinet? And they said no. Mm-hmm. They said that's actually
they rejected really spice cabinet. They rejected spice cabinet. They said we want to be munchkins. Spice cabinet is still hysterical, and I call it's myself hilarious. A spice cabinet. So
little cumin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, everyone. That's much funnier, but it's fine because this way got her to the big account, which is Dunkin' Donuts, mm-hmm. and she now is running on Dunkin', which is great because it's been a while since she's had a hit, and I'd argue this is the biggest hit of them all.
Since she's doing this, is it who behavior to do Dunkin'? Like, was it who behavior for Ben Affleck to do Dunkin'? I kind of think it sort of was.
It's always kind of who behavior for, like, a triple A-lister to do any sort of, like, cheesy advertising that, like, plays with their public image. Am I wrong?
No, I think that's because I was hoping
the whole idea with being A-list and being a them is to not even acknowledge that you are famous, or like not even like kind of have speak at all, not even mm-hmm. give comment, not even do anything. So it really kind of it's wonderful, it's lovely, but it makes degrading. You money, but it's kind of like who behavior. So yeah, this mm-hmm. is kind of who behavior. I don't know if Ice Spice is a who or a them. It does feel like she's still in her kind of 15 minutes of them glow, but I don't know if it's I don't know.
It's sort of like do you need one more song, like one more thing to like solidify it, or one more album? I don't know. I think she's like currently sort of a them, but
I don't know.
Here for the Dunkin' Run campaign commercial. It's a great deal. A large coffee, a donut for a buck. I mean, it's pretty cool. So I thought it'd be like authentic and meta. Yes, I'm doing the commercial, but am I doing the commercial? You know, I don't do commercials. I'm a real actor. This is an art form for me.
I do know you departed.
Were you in the Soho House Awards happened.
Okay, everyone gagged that there are Soho House Awards. Everyone said, what are these photos of celebrities attending the Soho House Awards? We know what the Soho House are. Obviously, Annabelle Braunstein belongs there, and we all know that, okay?
Which one of you is Annabelle Braunstein?
I am.
Well, that's impossible. Miss Braunstein is in London for the week.
No, I am Annabelle Braunstein.
And she's British.
As I was saying, dear sir, I am Annabelle Braunstein.
But what are the Soho House Awards, and are the celebrities this desperate to find somewhere to go? And actually, I think between this and the US Open, celebrities are like, we have to be in front of cameras and we don't know where to go because everything else is not allowed. And so we are getting vouchers to go to Venice. We are attending the Soho House Awards, which I'd never heard of, but apparently this is their second year. I'd argue that maybe the first year wasn't a star-studded for various reasons.
I don't think so.
And we didn't even hear about it.
There were certainly some stars there.
I'm sorry, this award show is psychotic. The first iteration of the award show took place in London last year. Mm-hmm. In the club's own words, ready for this? The Soho House Awards are designed to recognize and spotlight the incredible work of creative talents across our membership.
I know.
From established icons to future stars, undiscovered change makers, and all those in between. You have to be a member of the Soho House to be nominated for an award.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even believe that.
I'm sure they make exceptions because a lot of the people here are like up-and-coming artists who must have free memberships or something, or must have been given memberships. Let's see how much a Soho House in New York is. Do you know what it is?
No, it's like $300 or $400 a month or something. It's expensive. And you have to pay
$1,300 a year. Oh, if you're over 27, it's $666 a quarter. So for us, it would be $2,600 a year. It's expensive. Okay. The Soho House Awards were this week, this last week. A lot of celebrities, like A-listers, went, I think, in large part because, as Lindsay said, they're not going to the film festivals, which are happening now because of the strike, right? They can't do promotion for the movies that are coming out later because of the strike. So they're just like having fun and promoting themselves and getting,
so you're getting just like celebrities doing general things for nothing, or mm-hmm. they're promoting something like Emma Watson made a gin brand with her brother. So of course they're there being like, we're entrepreneurs and we're not
well,
kissing.
I mean, let's
we're
be honest.
Actually related.
The SAG strike didn't affect Emma Watson. Okay. Like
no, and it didn't affect her brother.
No, it didn't affect her brother.
Emma Watson brings rarely seen brother Alex to Soho House Awards. Cute photos.
Sorry, as a co-host of the podcast Two Weekly, he's not rarely seen in my book. He's popping up left and right.
I see him all the time. In Gin Magazine or whatever.
Check your privilege, okay?
And she's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, hello.
Hello. And I'm like, did you see, oh my God, another thing about like actors striking and promoting weird stuff. I know that this was coming out anyway, but the amount of attention Jake Gyllenhaal's children's book about being an uncle is getting is like started sort of cute to me, and now it won't fucking stop.
But
it won't stop.
This is going to be shady to you, but I haven't seen a blip from that. I haven't seen a bip, a bloop.
You haven't seen him on like all over People being like, buy my children's book about being an uncle.
I think it's finding you.
Yeah, he wrote a children's book about aunts and uncles with Greta Caruso, another Nepo baby. It's called The Secret Society of Aunts and Uncles. Anyway, I'm seeing a lot of coverage, and maybe it's not popping up on your channels, but like, just to confirm, I feel uncomfortable, but I'm seeing it on ABC News. I'm seeing it on People. I'm seeing it, you know, on the internet.
I love that.
I'm not the only one.
Shout out to Greta, who helped Jake Gyllenhaal write a book about being an uncle. That mm-hmm. is so funny.
We hear that you are soon to be a published author.
Oh, yes. Just like you.
Oh, yes.
Thanks. Congrats to you on your book.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's so cool.
So you're writing a children's book.
Yeah, it's written.
Time now for our conversation with Jake Gyllenhaal. The Oscar and Tony-nominated actor made his movie debut at the age of 11 in City Slickers, and he's performed in more than 40 films overall. There he is. Donnie Darko, Brokeback Mountain, Spider-Man Far From Home. And now he's the author of a new children's book. It's called The Secret Society of Aunts and Uncles, which he co-wrote with his best friend, Greta Caruso.
There are few roles as special as becoming an aunt or an uncle, but what should that relationship look like? Actor Jake Gyllenhaal has teamed up with co-author Greta Caruso to crack the code in a new children's book. Our Will Gann sat down with Jake Gyllenhaal to talk about The Secret Society of Aunts and Uncles.
But I'm not seeing it anywhere, so I feel like it's finding you. Either you're a great uncle, which you are, and I'm not even an uncle, mm-hmm. or an aunt. So it seems like you're an uncle. And there might be another reason why Jake Gyllenhaal's book about being a good uncle is finding you. But
like,
I'll
why
just
does
let
this
the
keep,
listeners.
Why does this keep popping up on my feed? Jake Gyllenhaal, like, smiling. Smiling.
I do love that he can't be called a gunkle. Like, he's like, I wrote it with a woman.
No, he is a gunkle, but he's a Gyllenhaal uncle.
He's
it
a Gyllenhaal,
Gyllenhaal uncle.
He's a Gyllenhaal uncle. And Maggie's a Gant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they did not attend the Soho House Awards, though. I'm sure they were invited.
They didn't attend the Soho House Awards. Okay, here's the thing. I have a quiz about the Soho House Awards winners and just the Soho House Awards in general, okay? So it's sort of going to give you an introduction to the vibe of the awards, the sorts of categories, the things you win, the people who were there, blah, 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 okay? It's not the longest quiz, but, you know, we'll start here. Emma Watson and Alex Watson one breakthrough entrepreneur, okay? They created a sustainable gin brand derived from grape skins that are usually discarded in the traditional winemaking process. This gin will be sold at UK Soho Houses from this month, okay? All of this information is from the Soho House website, right? I'm using the information that's from the website of the winners.
Thank you. Okay, great. Yeah.
What is the name of Emma and Alex Watson's sustainable gin brand?
Fuck,
Is it Renault?
Oh.
Renee? Renard or Rhiannon?
Is it Renard?
No, it's Renee. R-E-N-A-I-S. Okay, close. Dave Free won this award, which is part of the quiz, He's an American filmmaker and record executive, best known for his creative partnership and management of the rapper Kendrick Lamar, directing three of his award-winning music videos. Dave Free won this award. What is this award called? It's just one word. Creator, creative, creative director, or director?
Creative.
No, he won the Creator Award. Just creator.
Okay.
Tom Brown won Fashion Designer Award. Breakthrough Fashion Designer went to Taufik Abijako, who's only 19. And on the list of winners, there's a really good photo of Taufik posing with his award. He's holding his award. What is the Soho House Awards award?
Okay? I knew this was coming.
Is it A, a 3X size recreation of the Soho House membership card made out of resin and recycled aluminum? Is it B, a 1/200th recreation of the original Soho House pool made out of resin and recycled aluminum? Is it C, a recreation, an exact recreation of Soho House's signature cocktail made out of resin and recycled aluminum? Or is it D, a life-size recreation of Samantha Jones made out of resin and recycled aluminum, and when you click her face, it goes, I'm Abigail Bronstein.
Wait, it's one of those?
It's one of those.
Fuck, is it the car?
No, it's not.
It's the pool?
No.
It's
the signature drink. It's called a
it's
golden...
It's the drink?
It's called a golden picante because the Soho House cocktail is a picante. Ooh. And so it's made out of resin and 79% recycled aluminum.
That's sick. All of those felt wrong to me.
All of those photos that you saw probably of celebrities holding their cocktails up, they were holding resin. They were holding awards.
Scroll up. She's holding the award.
Scroll
in
up
this?
To Haley Lou Richardson. That's an award. That's not
oh,
her drink.
Oh, I thought
drink.
That she was holding her.
That's an award.
I'm sorry. That's so messy of them. Well, it reminds me of, you know, those funny things they sell that people buy each other that are like, it looks like spilled cereal. And then it's like, it's like a sculpture. And it's like, oh no, somebody left the spoon on the cereal. Like, oh no,
but there's like a resin milk.
But it's like resin. And it's like, yeah. It's like art piece or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Yeah.
Also, I want to say when you said Soho House pool, I've never been more deeply uncomfortable in New York than being at the Soho House Dumbo pool. I'll just put that out there. I'm not a member. I was brought as a guest. Mm-hmm. Deeply
That's uncomfortable. Something I would never even think about doing. Jake's there swimming laps. I'd say, I gotta go. I can't do this.
You would say, gotta go. Okay.
Next question. Well, no, I'm going to read the actual description of the award. The award itself, created from 79% recycled aluminum, is designed as a gold replica of a Barwell cut crystal rocks glass filled with the Patron tequila cocktail and topped off with its accompanying chili, a vision that has been brought to life by Soho House's editorial creative director, Andrew DeProse. This is where your membership dollars are going. That is so crazy.
It's just also to say how kind of the brand of Soho House, they couldn't even think of something better. You thought of something better, which is a pool. It'd be, like, that is what I would think of too, kind of. But just the signature
drink.
Cocktail is your most, you know, relevant thing to you.
Also,
to make
I feel
it.
Like alcohol just generally, I would think would be off limits. Because a lot of people don't drink alcohol. Like, I just think it's a weird
well,
decision
Haley
for
Richardson,
a lot of reasons.
Even if she's sober, can sip on the resin-filled glass.
All right. Next question. Okay. The Changemaker Award, it just says Changemaker, Mae Martin. The award-winning comedian, actor, screenwriter, and author is known for their authentic, unapologetic humor. They consistently support, inspire, and represent the wider queer community. Okay. Mae Martin won the Changemaker Award. Who are the other two hosts on their new podcast, their new hit podcast,
Bobby,
Handsome?
What? Bobby.
Who is it?
Wait, I don't even get to guess?
No. There are two other comedians.
Wait. One of them came up recently.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen Esposito.
No.
Oh.
Wrong.
Wait, then what am I? Okay, but that would be likely.
Oh,
though.
I thought you meant, you said came up recently with regards to our own personal conversation. No, I thought you meant like recently was on the come up. And one of them is recently on the come up. That's what I thought you meant.
No, I meant like came up in our chat.
Oh, no, yeah.
Am I even close?
I think so.
Short hair queer people?
queer people. Yeah, queer people.
Short hair queer people?
Yeah, I think both of these people have short hair. Short hair queer people, absolutely. I mean, it's a podcast for short hair queer people.
I think that's what it is. Betty Who? No.
Betty Who is not a comedian. Betty Who's funny.
But Betty Who's a short hair queer person. Okay. I'm never going to guess this. I'm never going to guess this. I could just name comedians. Tig?
There you Natara? Go, Tig. You got it? Okay.
Okay.
An alliterative short hair comedian whose name sounds fake.
Jodie Foster.
And starts with F.
Foster Fenster. Fenster. Fortune Fenster.
There you go. Fortune Fenster. There you go. Is it Fenster?
Theme Star. A name I always see, but have never said out loud, apparently.
That is handsome. Mae Martin, Tig Notaro, and Fortune Fenster. Okay.
Okay, that's a great trio. Come on. That really is like...
It's great. I mean, I'm listening. Here. There are two podcasts I need to listen to. Did you see Kristen Cavallari starting a new podcast? She's like, I'm done with reality TV. Like, I'm finally going to be honest.
And if you're familiar with me, then you know that I don't hold back when I have something to say. And of course, I'm going to have a lot to say on this podcast. Starting September 12th, I'll be here every Tuesday getting real and honest about any and everything.
The way you are talking about Kristen Cavallari's podcast premiere, you're like counting down to days. Like you have a countdown.
I've subscribed.
Stop.
I got to hear that woman be a total asshole on mic. Incredible.
Hey, guys. Why I started this podcast? I don't know.
The promo for it is like, I'm finally ready to be honest. Like, I'm finally ready to be real.
About
it's like, girl, what have you been doing for 20 years?
You know what she actually could do on that podcast that'd be very real of her? She could be like, hi, my name is Kristen Cavallari, and I'm a huge fucking bitch. Like, that's what she could do. If she said that, if she was like, you know what? Enough with this. I'm a huge bitch. And that would be like, I'd be like, woo! And I'd listen to every episode until she quit doing it because she got bored.
She's not doing this for more than 10 episodes. I'm sorry. I can't see it happening for more
than
10 episodes.
Oh, honey. Maybe 20. You think she's doing it for more than 5? She probably has a contract.
She'll fulfill the contract and then she'll like disappear.
And then she'll say, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
This sucks.
I've been offered a podcast for over 10 years. I've had a million conversations about it. And when I look back at that version of me who initially had those conversations, I really think who that was compared to who I am today is so wildly different. I really believe that timing is everything. I wasn't ready before, because to have a successful podcast, you have to be vulnerable. You have to open up. You have to let people in. I wasn't in a good place before where I could do that, where I feel like now...
The British actor, Nabhan Rizwan...
We're still playing this game?
Nabhan Rizwan won an award that, quote, spotlights multifaceted artists who are making an impact now, but have not been recognized enough. What is that award called? It's named after a famous them's production company. Okay, here we go. The options are Lena Waithe's Hillman Grad Alum Award, Alicia Vikander's Vicarious Victor Award, Daniel Kaluuya's 59% Gen Now Award, or Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine, Put On Those Sunglasses, Y'all Award.
Sometimes I zone out and I only hear the last one, which I know you wrote, and I'm like, it can't be that. And then I'm like, fuck, what do I do? Is it B?
You thought it was Alicia Vikander's Vicarious Victor Award? No, Daniel Kaluuya's 59% Gen Now Award.
I just forgot what the other ones were.
Because his company is 59%, and Lena Waithe's is Hillman Grad, and Alicia Vikander's real production company is called Vicarious. Okay, final question, okay. Paul Mescal won actor, and Iowa Debris won breakthrough actress. But who won standout performance? Was it Divine Joy Randolph in The Idol? Eben Moss Bacharach in The Bear? Haley Lou Richardson in White Lotus? Or Lotus the Cat in Just Like That?
Was it Haley Lou?
It was Haley Lou Richardson in The White Lotus. Yes, she won standout performance.
She did okay. stand out.
That's not all she the awards, but that's enough. That you get an idea
okay,
of what
so
the
now I
Soho
really
House
understand
were.
What the Soho House Awards. I can't wait for them next year when nobody shows up because the strike will be over. They're gonna begging.
Exactly.
They're gonna be begging. Okay. They'll be like, we'll actually give you drinks, not just a fake resin drink.
I want to be famous.
Springtime vibes are in the air, and when I bring in some beautiful flowers that are blooming, I want to smell them, not the litter box. And I can, thanks to Pretty Litter. I'm going to correct this ad because I didn't bring any flowers in, but you know what I did cook yesterday? A big pot of beans. It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I used Pretty Litter.
You're saying springtime vibes are in the air, and when I cook a big pot of beans, I'd rather smell them,
yes,
not the litter box.
I'd rather smell beans than flour. I'm trying to personalize
it. I don't think Pretty Litter would mind you correcting their intro with your own personal endorsement, which is that you want to smell your beans.
Yes. Delicious, fragrant beans with bay leaves and garlic and onion. This is all to say that nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. So I know that when people come over to my apartment, they're going to be smelling whatever I'm cooking, whatever's in the air, you know, like whatever candle I lit. They're not going to smell what's in the litter box because it soaks it all up. Plus, the crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in my cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. So when the colors change, you can tell your vet what happened so they know what to look for. And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out. I don't have kitty litter bags taking up a lot of space in my little apartment. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Amy Poehler, here to tell you about a new improvised show from Paper Kite Podcasts, the team that brought you Say More with Dr. Sheila. Check out our new parody podcast, Women Talking About Murder. It's a show about women talking about murder. Every episode features special guests, twists, turns, and the mystery of a missing co-host. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to tell you about a new show called Jocular, hosted by ER Fightmaster, whom we've talked about on the podcast before, Tien Tran, and Katie Kershaw. They're comedians, they're writers, and they're also best friends who are obsessed with women's sports. Kind of like I'm becoming obsessed with women's sports.
You are.
They're exploring all things queer, trans, and women-focused in the world of sports, and in each episode, they'll cover the latest games, debate pressing issues, and review how they're all really horny for basically everyone in the game. This is every time I talk to someone who's a fan of women's sports, like a genuine fan of women's sports, not like a newbie like me, they're like, horny, 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 horny. I'm horny for all of them.
I know. They're always crushing on people in the game. But that's why it's like we need a podcast that's not us to kind of tell us what we're supposed to care about, who we're supposed to care about, who's hot and who's sexy and who we're paying attention to.
Yes, and that's what Jocular is for. Friends and experts will join to share their takes on sports ranging from women's basketball to soccer to power slapping. I don't even know what power slapping is, but I'm in. So tune in every Friday for new episodes of Jocular on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts now.
I want to be famous.
Soho House Awards, a new one. Here's a new one. Giving birth on Instagram Live and then naming the baby after yourself. Well, it's actually not crazy to name the baby after yourself. But Krishan Rock gave birth on Instagram Live? I've never seen this.
I love this. I was watching her, I wasn't on the live, but I was watching recaps of her giving birth. And I was like, wow, we are in a new frontier.
So when the head come out, then what?
You push. You keep. Just
wiggle his shoulders to get him out the rest
you ready?
Of the way.
You feel it?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's go. Push, Sean. Roll him out, Sean. Bring him out, Sean. Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, how many people did it say were watching at one point? It was like 70,000 people at one point were just like watching her Instagram live of her giving birth. She was
doing comedy.
She was doing a bit.
She was kind of.
She was yucking it up.
Giving birth because she was giving birth. But she was kind of like, get this out of me, kind of in a way. Like there was a clip.
Doing a bit.
I was like, that's kind of funny. And that's like dedication to the game and the game being like being a little famous.
Well, being a reality star too. Like being
a reality star.
Being a
she's kind of a Zeus. She's kind of a Zeus legend.
She's a Zeus
from
star.
What?
Anything that's not involved around her, she just will throw a fucking fit. These bitches too fucking old to be acting like this. She almost 40, acting like a little bitch.
No, I'm not. I'm not working like this. I'm done. Stop the bus.
But you know what? I thought she was just a Zeus legend and then dated Blueface for a long time. And their relationship is sort of like really dark and messed up. And we don't have to
get into like how dark it is.
Like, let's focus on Krishan. Her first thing before Zeus, or maybe it was simultaneously with being on Baddies, was she was on a show that I've never heard of that premiered in May 2020, which might explain why I never heard of it, called Ultimate Tag on Fox. Do you remember this?
No.
She was a contestant. She went by Shawnee on Ultimate Tag because she's like a track and field star. When she was a teen, she was like a track and field star in Baltimore.
Wait, you really went back in time. I didn't know this.
She won, I think it was per episode. So she won like $10,000 on this episode of Ultimate Tag.
So it was just like a show about playing tag?
But it was like, it's sort of like tag in the middle of an arena setting with an obstacle course kind of mixed in. I didn't watch like a full episode, but I watched clips.
Yo, y'all was going soft on her.
And Shawnee's giving our taggers a hard time down there. Let's see if she can back up all that talk on the court. All right, Shawnee, your time to beat is 2 minutes and 11 seconds. And the tagger you'll be up against is your nemesis, Dynamite.
So she was a standout on a show about tag during the pandemic that clearly did not last. And then they were like, oh, you're kind of fun. And then she like went on to be on Baddies and obviously date a rapper and all that. And that's kind of like what happened from there. Okay, wow.
And then, but I think the main thing was it was on Blue Girls Club, which then turned into Baddies. Her fame went from Blue Girls Club, which is how she met Blueface and why their relationship is still happening. And why she's now covered in tattoos of Blueface, even though they're like on the rocks and he's like awful.
He sucks. But I like that she, well, to be clear, you said obviously, oh, she named the kid after herself, which is not even that unusual. What is kind of interesting and maybe a little unusual is that it was a boy and she named him after herself.
Yes.
I kind of think that's cute. That is a little unusual, right?
Usually it's like, I'm going to name the baby that I'm birthing after the father, Jonathan. And this is Jonathan Jr. This is Krishan
Jr. Again, can I also just say, her name is Chris Sean. So, yes. Like, she does have two male names put together to make actually kind of a beautiful women's name for her. But what's great is she had a boy, and so she named him Chris Sean, and now it's back to being a boy's name. Again, names, gender, whatever. But I do think it's fun. It's like, Chriselle, this is Chris Sean. she's giving her two male names pushed together back to her son.
I never thought about that.
Names don't matter.
They really don't. Never seen this before. Love it. More people should be giving birth on Instagram.
No.
I'm learning about birth. I love knowing how it works. I love knowing that it's awful.
Bobby, no, absolutely not.
I heard it from a big old grapevine. I'm destined for it, but it just takes time. All this pain inside this bottle, take your best shot. Hit it, throwing stones, hide they hand on the best rock.
Angus T. Jones was spotted.
Angus T. Jones was the kid from Two and a Half Men. He was the half man. Mm-hmm. Now he's a full man, okay? And Page Six spotted him twice in 1 week or something. Spotted him, meaning they went after him and took his photo twice in 1 week. And they were like, wow, he's different. It's like, yeah, he's old.
He was a kid when you met him, and now he's an adult.
And now he like has a beard and a shaved head. Here's the buzz. Former child star Angus T. Jones put his new buzz cut on display while taking his bike out for a spin in Los Angeles. He looked completely unrecognizable as he rocked a freshly bald head while pushing a black and silver electric bike, according to photos obtained by Page Six. I guess he had been seen walking barefoot, which I've come to believe is just a Los Angeles thing, you know? People just walk.
Shawn Mendes and all of his friends walked barefoot, or one of the friends of Shawn Mendes walked barefoot. People do it. They go pick up their smoothies and they walk barefoot, and then they walk right to their cars, which are like 10 steps away, you know?
The kind of dark thing about Angus T. Jones and what, of course, Page Six followed up with was that he, like, left the show because he was like, I don't want to do this because I'm a Christian and, like, this is a fucked up show and I don't want to deal with Charlie Sheen anymore. Mm-hmm. And he, like, quit the show when he was making, like, a ton of money. So people were obsessed with that. Yeah. And that was kind of, like, a big deal.
A little dark.
Do you remember when Charlie Sheen left Two and a Half Men and he was replaced by Ashton Kutcher? And that was, like, something our culture let happen, and then it was on for, like, more years.
Speaking of darkness, I don't want to talk about Ashton Kutcher.
But oh my God.
And stories that pop up every year and then somehow you ignore them. The serial killer story, yeah.
But that's not even the main story that is happening with Ashton Kutcher.
I know.
It's not just that. Okay, because you're skipping a bigger story.
Yeah, and I don't. This is not the place.
You're skipping a video released in which two actors were proving who's a better actor. You know what I mean?
And the answer is...
Ashton Kutcher!
By a nose.
Not really. I think it's significant. I think she's getting a Razzie, and I think he's getting an Oscar for that performance. I'm serious.
Oof. I think she's getting a Razzie, and he's just not getting recognized by the Academy.
I don't know. I think he's doing his best work in decades on that one, but it just says a lot about maybe you're a better actor if you're really convinced of your innocence. Your innocence.
Oh my God. We can't talk about them. We can talk about Sarah Hines's three mugs on her desk, which is Sarah Hines's three mugs on her desk. Apparently, The View is still relevant in some circles, and Sarah Hines has three. Well, I feel like the only reason I like this is because you love having multiple beverages. You're obsessed with the idea of multiple beverages.
Well, I'm just like, if you're at a restaurant, the more beverages you have, the better your meal's going to be. If you can have like an iced coffee, this is more for like brunch themed. If you have a water and an iced coffee and an orange juice, like that's a huge slay. If you are having dinner and you're like, I'm going to have like a water, I'll have a cocktail, and I'll maybe have like an after dinner coffee or even during dinner, I'll get a Diet Coke too. The more drinks you have on your desk, the more drinks you have on your dinner, the better. I mean, how luxurious was it when we used to go to this like all-inclusive brunch thing situation where you would get a certain meal, RIP Char 4 Smith Street. Yeah. They would give you like, you know, you'd get like your choice of whatever, this, that, and whatever. And then you'd get a coffee, a juice, and a water. And so you would sit at a table that was maybe like for four people, respectfully. Mm-hmm. If four people sit at a table and all four people have three drinks, that's six cups on the table. The table is 95%.
There's no room for plates.
And so I would always laugh. Oh, and you got a cocktail. Okay, I'm sorry. Four cups. There were four cups per person on the table. Four people per table. That is 16 cups on the table. I think they went out of business because they ran out of cups.
Yeah,
too many cups.
That place was a great deal.
I think they said, oh, our business involves too many cups and we're sick of washing cups.
What do you call, what's the phrase or the word for when the male birds show off their plumage to like get laid? What do you call that?
Now it's time for his grand performance. He waves his wing like a matador's cape.
That's what it's like when you have a lot of, it's like a power move.
When you have a lot of cups.
When you have a lot of cups, yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't care. Give me another cup. I don't care. Look how impressive
I am. And it's also like,
you just
need so many drinks. You're just like, I need to have like a variety of drinks. I just thought, I always think of that brunch with the all-inclusive, four cups per person. There'd be 16 cups per table. You were just drowning in cups. And it was literally the peak of, to me, luxury, which is, I guess, why you thought I chose this story. The View host Sarah Hines finally reveals the reason why she has three mugs on her desk during the show after months of speculation from baffled fans.
Mm-hmm. So the explanation is actually sort of boring, which, surprise, surprise, Sarah Hines...
She had one hot drink, one cold.
One hot, one cold. Then the crew was like, LOL, what if we give you a third? And she was like, you're crazy. And then the audience was like, why does she have three mugs? And the answer is, they're having a good time.
One is a gag. Mm-hmm. One is hot, one is cold, and one's like a gag. Like they would put stuff in it, like Jell-O or like a cookie or like whatever to fuck with her. What I thought was really funny was this isn't even the View's first mug-themed controversy.
Oh, yeah, the farting mugs.
If you remember... when Whoopi Goldberg was accused of farting on The View and people were just letting it be like, oh, Whoopi farts, like just rips one live on The View and everybody was like, oh, that's so normal and just crazy and normal.
Mm-hmm.
She was not farting. It was these mugs were ripping across the table and creating a little fart.
Mm-hmm. Which I believe.
So guess what? They got coasters. No more whoopsies for Whoopi. The View adds coasters under mugs on panelist desk after co-hosts said that they were causing the farting noises on air.
A headline about adding coasters to the table on The View. Fantastic.
You never thought The View was so relevant, and yet here we are.
Fantastic.
You know, the pandemic made for a different kind of Halloween last year, but since things are slowly starting to move forward, normal people are returning to more traditional seasonal events, as you did just over the weekend, Sarah. Do tell.
She's comatose.
Are you back? Oh, yeah, she's gone.
Still
she's
a little
gone.
Too soon to talk about
what,
it.
What happened? Tell us.
So I tried to go to a pumpkin patch with my kids.
Why?
But I thought, I don't know.
How would you be famous?
We got new boots and I'm so thrilled. They're Tecova's boots. And you know why I'm so excited about getting Tecova's boots and why I was so happy to get mine in the mail? Because Why? The girlies from Potomac went to the Tecova store in the most recent season of Real Housewives of Potomac. And I was like, if Robin and Karen have Tecovas, I want Tecovas.
Well, I have a good reason too, because I've been doing a bunch of line dancing and I didn't have any cowboy boots. And so I got my Tecovas. Oh. And let me tell you, the difference it makes to be dancing in cowboy boots, huge.
On the line dancing huge floor. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. So you can really smack the floor and swing around. You need cowboy boots.
Yeah, I didn't get cowboy boots. I got Chelsea boots, but they're great. They're brown.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see them.
They're just, I like taking them on and off. They're so lovely. They're kind of a beautiful leather. They're beautiful leather.
Well, they're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. They've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've innovated on comfort, style, and service. It's true, because cowboy boots can be a little bit hard to mm-hmm. break in.
Yep.
You know? Yep. Mine, I was swinging around, no pain.
No pain. And Tecovas is Western to their core. They offer a bunch of other head-to-toe Western staples like trucker jackets, the perfect jeans, performance pearl snaps, cowboy hats, bandanas, you name it. They'll get you outfitted. They believe in Western for all. And you can feel that when you go into their stores. When you walk in, you'll be greeted like family. I saw them do it to the girlies from the Real House of Potomac. It seemed like they were being greeted like family. You'll be offered a boot shine and a drink. Yes, even the hard stuff if you prefer. And you can get custom fitted for a new pair of boots. But if you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and the most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit tecovas.com, that's tecovas.com, and point your toes west. Lindsay, what is Rakuten? Tell everyone. I have Rakuten. I'm looking at it right now in my browser, but explain. You're good at explaining what Rakuten is because you love it.
It's the smartest way to save money when you shop. Duh. No, it's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is, but I'm not really telling you what it is. That's what it does. It knows where you're shopping. It says, here's how to save money. It gives you cash back for all types of stores, because Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more.
Your favorite stores like Dyson, Samsung, or Nike pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. That's you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. Lindsay likes the PayPal account. I'm sort of into a paper check. I like that idea. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals like store sales and coupons. So shop for everything from fashion to beauty, home decor to groceries, even kids' school supplies. You're already shopping at your favorite stores, so why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer, and membership is free and easy to sign up.
Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
How would you be saying it?
Just read it.
Emily Prescott, colon, the columnist on the Daily Mail. Charlotte Church's advert for a free spirit, ... as she wants someone to stay at her wellness retreat for 3 months with free room and board, but no salary.
That's it. That's read it. The next one.
Lenny Klum spends some quality time with her dad, Italian billionaire Flavio Briatore, as they holiday on his yacht after years of, quote, never seeing each other.
Okay, moving on. Tinashe got 25 things.
She got 25 things, thank God.
And did you know, how many of these things did you already know?
I knew almost none of them. I was like rapt reading all of these. I loved her 25 things. Yeah, I knew almost none of them. Okay. Did you know the best place she's ever partied is Tokyo? I didn't. Did you know what her favorite color is? Orange.
No.
Lindsay, do you know where her first kiss was? Tinashe's?
No.
It was on a golf course. Did you know that she hates all condiments? No mustard, no mayo, just plain. I love that.
Oh, that's gross.
That's very a Tinashe, problem. Though, when you think about it. It's very Tinashe.
I only like musical collaborators who are down to get experimental with their sounds in the studio.
Did you know that she's a huge gamer and that her favorite game is Call of Duty? Do you know that she's afraid of spiders? Okay, I guess I would have guessed she's afraid of spiders.
Did you know that she prefers to wear mixed metals rather than just gold or silver?
Ugh.
Did you know the last thing she ordered on Postmates was ramen?
Did you know that she loves driving and listening to music, and back when she still lived with her parents and would record songs in her bedroom, it was a really important ritual for her to drive around and listen to her music out loud? She still goes on joyrides, and she also approves her mixes based on what it sounds like in the car, based on what it sounds like in the studio, which is such a slay.
Did you know that her favorite cheese is cheddar?
I did know that. Did you know that she hates chocolate?
No, let's do relationships.
This wedding, suddenly, I mean, it seemed like everyone was there. If they weren't at the Soho Awards, they were at Joey King's wedding. If they weren't at the Soho Awards,
Sabrina Carpenter and the guy from Red, White, and Royal Blue. Who else? Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
I didn't know she was there.
Taylor Swift popped in.
And
Loki Lerman was there.
The actual true star who was there.
Who?
Just Jared.
Oh, just Jared was there. Jared
Ang. Just Jared. He said, it's just me.
He's a stylist now. So he's like got his own very successful
business.
I know,
but I'm just saying, I don't care about his styling. I care about his website that I read on the daily.
Buried in Robert Lowry's Instagram carousel from this wedding. Who is Robert Lowry?
Wait, Austin Swift, Taylor brought her brother?
On slide four was the sort of like brag that Taylor Swift was there because it said seating chart for like the tables.
Because she wasn't seen in any of the photos.
Austin
she was
Swift,
just there.
Table 15. Do you think, Taylor Swift, table 15.
I don't want to talk about Taylor Swift more than this one comment, but do you think that after her showing at the Jack Antonoff wedding, how she was like the center of attention, everybody was like, can you relax? She said at this wedding, I don't want any photos of me. I'm just going to like be here. Don't publicize me here.
I think so. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Just wondering. If she kind of like saw the hubbaloo and said, you know what? Maybe I should learn something from this. You know who else was there? Frickin' Thomas Kail with Michelle Williams, his wife.
Oh, I missed that.
The Michelle Williams.
Wow.
I will say
Michelle
Joey
Williams
King
was at Joey King's wedding. See what I'm saying?
Every person who's ever worked with Joey King on a movie or TV show was there. Like,
Patricia Arquette was there, yeah.
Phoebe Devner, Caitlin Dever, Anna Sophia Robb, Red, White, and Blue star, Taylor Zakhar Perez, who was in the kissing booth with her. I just feel like everyone that Zoe King has ever worked with showed up. Except for you, who I don't notice who wasn't here.
Who?
Jacob Elordi. Mr. Kissing Booth himself.
Is he doing Elvis? Didn't he get...
Press
I think
for
he got,
Elvis.
I think that movie got a pass because it's like you get a pass if it's like in a studio that is agreeing to the rules, right? Mm-hmm, I think he's doing... Priscilla Press.
Whatever. Either way, I'm just... Everyone from the kissing booth was there. And her co-star from the act, Patricia Arquette, was there.
Would you want to sit next to Michelle Williams at a wedding? Or do you think it'd be like weird?
No.
Yeah,
no,
it'd be
weird.
I'd
feel so pressured to make conversation and you know it'd be a flop. And then I would feel worse than if I even just didn't do it at all.
But...
Who from this wedding would you want?
Patricia Arquette.
Well, yeah. All right, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Would you want to sit next to Taylor Zakhar Perez?
No.
No. Would you want to sit next to Taylor Swift?
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding?
Would you want to sit between Taylor, if it had to be between Taylor and Austin?
Austin Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely
you
sit
would definitely
between Taylor
it.
And Austin Swift. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Would you want to sit next to Phoebe Deneva?
No.
No. Would you? Oh, I know the answer to this. Would you want to sit next to Anna Sophia Robb?
Of course. Yeah, because I'd be like, I love doing the Carrie Diaries, and then we could like talk about the Carrie Diaries.
Okay, let's move on.
Robin Roberts got married. I didn't even know she was a lesbian.
You didn't?
No. I don't know. I just forgot.
Queer icon, Robin Roberts. She married her partner, Amber Lange, in an intimate wedding after 18 years together. They've been together for so long. Look at them in their beautiful white dresses.
I love that.
An intimate, magical wedding ceremony in our backyard, followed by a joyous reception. Oh, the dancing. We are immensely grateful to all for making it a day and night to remember. Honeymoon, here we come.
Mm-hmm.
I say this with the utmost respect.
I don't know. What are you going to say?
But I think that... I mean this with the utmost respect.
Say it.
I think that when you are a very public cancer survivor, the American public is obsessed with you
forever. Forgets you're a lesbian.
Well, the American public is just like absolutely obsessed with you.
Yeah, no, totally.
Because it's such a personally, it's such a scary, harrowing
her
thing.
Her story was inspiring. Yeah,
and when
no,
you talk about
an inspiring story.
I think it really imprints you on people.
Yes,
and they will
totally.
Be with you through thick and thin, you know?
I think some of those people even forgot she was a lesbian.
Yeah, because
and
they
I mean
just,
me.
They think of her as a cancer survivor first because it's a very it's a very intense thing, right? Like, we really connect to it. Anyway, I say it with respect.
Totally.
Loved hearing that song. We all felt it on Friday night. And now you get a first look at Robin and Amber's wedding for our GMA viewers. We were all there, of course, for the road to the ring. And over the weekend, they tied the knot, surrounded by family and friends. Lara was there with all of us.
Yes, I was. What a night. The theme was Love Wins, and it was certainly a night to remember. The ceremony was in their backyard, followed by a beautiful, joy-filled reception. We laughed, we cried, and boy, did we dance. Take a look.
This is the wedding. This is the most boring wedding of the century, gotta
no,
say.
No, listen, here's what's funny about this.
Tell me, because
all
I'm desperate for something to be funny about this.
All of these Marvel A-listers were spotted in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr., like, Chris Hemsworth, Jeremy Renner.
And it's like, why the fuck else would they be in Boston? Like, that was what was so funny about this. It was like, oh God, there's no other the reason why this news is funny is because there's no other reason for these people to be together in Boston. Like, why? Like, literally, why? You know what I mean? They didn't get the Dunkin' Donuts spawn. They're not filming anything there. I'm sorry. Are we doing a revamp of Mystic River? A reboot? Starring Jeremy Renner? Oh, yeah. He was in Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Matt Damon.
The Departed. What are we doing? Better Will Hunting?
What are we doing? Departed 2? Departed again? He's leaving again? Anyways, my point is that I saw this news in a way that made me so happy, which was because we follow Best of Chris Evans, a.k.a. At Evans content.
I hate my least favorite fan account. Ugh.
Come on. What do you mean? I love them.
I hate Chris Evans fans.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, hey, Chris. Okay, well, I love them. And I think this is so funny. They posted a picture of them at the restaurant, and they posted the Demois screenshot, like, it's wedding season. Who will be next? I'm predicting an A-lister, which is not even a fucking blind item. It's just literally somebody saying A-listers are getting married because it's wedding season. Like, shut up.
People are getting married.
And they posted this, which is fucking hilarious, you have to admit. Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Jeremy Renner are all in Boston, the hometown of Chris Evans, which could mean nothing. The Chris Evans fans were like, pray for family reunion, anything but marriage.
So he married Alba Baptista, who we've
talked
about before.
I'm so grateful that I saw Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris before they started dating, because now I feel like I don't know what this woman has done since, and I don't really care, but because I saw her in that and I thought she was quite good, I'm like, oh, Chris Evans marrying Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris girl, you know? And I don't mean What's-Her-Face.
What a movie.
What's-Her-Face. The main one.
Oh, Leslie Manville? See,
and I don't mean Leslie Manfield, but that would be amazing.
Leslie Manville.
And I don't mean Leslie Manville. That would be amazing.
Yes, Chris Evans, 42, wedding Alba Baptista, 26.
Ooh,
interesting.
That's a 16 years. How old is Leslie Manville if he were to marry her instead?
I would say she's 69. She's 67. Good job, Bobby.
67. How old is he again? 42? 40,
42. Oh, 42. Yeah, 42. You doing math?
No, I'm doing it in my head. And the answer is 25. So there is more of an age difference between Leslie Manville and Chris Evans than his new wife.
It would be hotter.
Alba Baptista. Oh, you know it would be hotter. Come on. For
Leslie
him,
Manville,
too.
Please.
Okay. Please.
The photo, though, of because everyone at this wedding had, like, it was locked down. We haven't seen any photos of this wedding. It's like, yeah, because this is what people do. There was a photo.
They got married on Cape Cod.
The thing about people knowing what celebrity houses look like can be creepy. But, like, people recognize that Jamie Chung and Brian Greenberg were in Chris Evans' house after the wedding.
Do you know why they recognize that? I only put the screenshot here, but there's a video, and you can very much hear his voice.
Oh, okay.
No, I know.
I asked.
Oh, I didn't get to tell these people. I just didn't tell the wing about
it. Oh, yeah.
But our friend Lala, who shared Pop Bass's tweet, Chris Evans and Alba Baptista got married over the weekend, Page Six reports, and added this comment. Okay. Okay.
I know, that really is how I feel. Okay.
Okay. Another big wedding that happened across the pond was Calvin Harris marrying Vic Hope. Have we ever talked about Vic Hope? She's a classic presenter.
We have, yeah.
She's just
a
glamorous British presenter who's like presented on British TV for years and years. She's been on Strictly. She's beautiful. She's just like a British TV presenter superstar. And they got married
I'm surprised we have any celebrities left to attend it.
Glastonbury themed wedding.
They had a Glastonbury themed wedding.
So it was like kind of like
a music festival?
It was set up like a music festival. Look, they had like fireworks and it was like all these tents. So if you look at it from above, because all the photos are like drone shots of this like castle. It looks like it's at a castle somewhere in the UK. And it looks like there are tents everywhere and all this space for like different events and sprawling grasslands.
Okay.
But I kind of forgot that they were dating and now they're married. Wow, Calvin
Harris.
They
got Nile Rodgers and Chic to perform. That's pretty chic. Okay. Yeah. Bachelorette Gabby Windy and Robbie Hoffman's first text have us dreaming of a love like theirs. How did we get here?
This kind of editorializing in a Us Weekly headline? Hoffman turned to Windy's friend and insisted that she wouldn't be the one to pass along the former Bachelorette's digits. Quote, I'm getting it from the source and I'm testing the number right now, she remembered during the Tuesday, September 5th podcast episode. I felt so connected, and it was back and forth. We were laughing and immediately natural. I had no nerves.
Speaking of the opposite of that, read the next headline and we'll go to Rita. What's the opposite of that?
John Hamm makes his wife, Anna Osceola, his number one priority. Actor turns down invites to enjoy couples time.
That's all. That's the opposite.
That's heteronormativity. Yeah, that's true.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Rita's going to be a presenter at the VMAs.
Tonight.
Tonight, if you're listening to it on Tuesday.
Who's hosting the VMAs?
Tonight.
Nicki Minaj.
I was going to say, yeah, it's Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
It's kind of random. It was random for me because I kind of just didn't hear about it until. And then I, of course, didn't stop hearing about it.
I think Nicki is really, really loving her, like, sort of, like,
Back in the spotlight situation.
Like, I think the Barbie song with
she got excited Dice. About people liking her music again. Rita is presenting at the VMAs, mm-hmm. not performing, interesting, but presenting. She'll be there because she has to be. She also transformed into a green woodland queen next to very casual husband Taika Waititi. What is she wearing in this?
Well, it's,
what is this?
It's a big floppy sock. Everything she's wearing is monochrome.
I feel like you're not going to do a good job.
To an explicit extent. Like, every single thing is the exact same color of, like, seafoam green. Not seafoam green, of emerald green.
She's wearing a Kermit green lace blazer top with a translucent kind of skirt lace bottom.
Lace bottom.
Around her neck is a green type of boa entity.
Boa scarf.
And she's wearing a hat. The circumference of the hat, again, this is all the same fabric. It's all green kind of Kermit colored lace.
With lace on the top.
The circumference of the hat is very, very large. It's giving that big Jacquemus kind of oversized
floppy hat.
Giving Rose
DeWitt Bucater.
Sure, that's a good reference for you. Yes, 100%. And she's just strolling down the street next to Taika Waititi, who's just wearing a shirt and pants. So it's a real, like, interesting kind of comparison.
But they're still in Venice because Taika's movie just premiered. Next Goal Wins, I put it
in
here.
I guess he got a voucher, too.
Well, because he's the director.
Oh, he's a director.
He's the director-writer of it.
So Rita is there, and she's doubling up on body-bearing gowns. She's looking casual in black top and gray leggings. She's putting on a very loved-up display. She shares a kiss with her husband for performing at the Amphar Gala. I feel like we talked about this last week.
We talked about her preparations for the Amphar Gala. Now I think the Amphar Gala has happened, and there are a lot of photos of it, and she looked amazing, so...
She's still in Venice, but she has to fly back to be presenting at the VMAs.
Yes.
So we know she's coming back to wherever the VMAs are, which I assume is either New York or New Jersey or LA. Actually, I don't even know.
I think the VMAs are in New York, but it looks like, oh, it's in, you're right, it's at the Prudential Center.
Yeah,
it's
in they moved the VMAs to New Jersey and made a huge deal of it, but then I think they secretly just kept them there. And they're like, we're not going to talk about the fact that we're still in New Jersey, but it's much easier for us to be here.
It's probably a lot easier. It's probably a little cheaper. New Jersey's Prudential Center. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Keep calling in at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday show, Who's There? Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for bonus episodes, a Discord server, commentary tracks, and more. Thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing our Rita theme song. Thank you to Timmy, our research and editorial assistant, for researching and editorializing and meeting Vanessa Hudgens. And we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
You or Jayla? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.